Nun Chesed with Aleph at the bottom. Trying to find a case where an Arusa can go through the process of Sota. So Mara says, if you were Makana her when she's an Arusa, but you never live with her, and then she was Nista when she's an Arusa, so she doesn't drink, because it has to be Tachas Isheich, and he never was really her full-fledged husband. Elamai, you were Mekana her when she was an Arusa, and then we had Nisuin with Bia, and you were Mekana her, she was Nister when she was still an Arusa, and then you made Nisuin with Bia, and then you want to make her through the process. Can't be, because it has to be that the Baal was Menucha Mi'avon, and he lived with her after she was Nister. So there's no case where an Arusa can drink. So Gemara says the following. So must be talking, therefore, where he made Nisuin without Bia. So there was no Isser, and now she's Tachas Isheich, and now she goes through the process. You see that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, even though she's Osir to him, the Chuppah is effective. It's called Tachas Isheich, and she drinks. So it's a Raya, it's a Rav. So the Gemara says, you can't say that because there's another condition that's never fulfilled over here. And that is that in order for her to go through the process, the husband would have had to live with her prior to her living with somebody else. But if the husband never lived with her, there's no process. According to the case we set up, he never lived with her before she was suspected of adultery. So the adulterous relationship preceded his living with her. And that can't be, so she can't drink. So, Bechlau, we're stuck. We can't even say it's that case, therefore it's no Raya to Rav, because it has to be, the Mishnah is, something's wrong with the Mishnah. Omer Rami Bar Choma. So now Rami Bar Choma comes to set the case up and to make it, good, and a Raya to Rav, like Rav Sheshes, tried to do to begin with. He lived with her when she was in Arusa, right, in her father's home, before the Nisuin. So, before she lived with the other guy. But he lived with her. So we can, now we have all the conditions. And then, he made Nisuin without Bia. So we have all these cases. We have the case where he lived with her in a way that was mutter, right? Wasn't osur at least min haTorah. It was osur maybe min the Rabbanan to live with her when she was only arusa. Kala b'lo bracha is osur labayla even with nesuin without birchas nesuin. But in any case, that's only the Rabbanans. He lived with her when she was his arusa, and he didn't make nesuin. He lived with b'shem znus when she was an arusa. So his bia came before the adulterous bia. It fills that condition. He then made Nisuin without Bia. So he didn't live with her after she was Osir to him, so it's Benika Ha'ish Mi'avam. That condition is fulfilled. And she's still called Tachas Isheich because the Nisuin, the Chuppah, has effect. So you see from here that a Chuppah of Apostle has effect, like Rav. Where it says, how could that be? The Chavosa Gabi Shomeris Yavam. Then you have to say that the case of Shomeris Yavam would also be parallel. That he lived with her when she was a Shomeris Yavam in her father's house, right? In her father-in-law's house, in her brother's father's house, not his father's house, basically. Shomeris says, Shomeris Yavam, Karisla. You call that woman a Shomeris Yavam? Because the halacha is that any bia, even the Shem's Nus, makes her his wife. So she's not Shomeris Yavam anymore. She's his full-fledged wife. So why does it say that she's a Shomeris Yavam who drinks? After that point, then he, suspected of adultery after that, warned her, right? And then she lived with, she was alone with somebody. She's already his wife. It's not a Shomeris Yavam who's drinking. It's a full-fledged wife that's drinking. Shomeris Yavam Karisla? Ishtom Al Yohi. She's a regular wife. The Omar Rav Kana Lechol. Shemar says, because Rav holds that even a Bia Psula, L'shem Zlus, is kona her 100% to be his wife. So why do you call her a Shomeris Yavam? She's a full-fledged wife. She's a regular wife. So classify her as a Shomeris Yavam? The Kishmuel, Enochanami. This has to be explained like Shmuel. The Omar, Lokona, Elodvorim, Ha'amurim, Beparsha. She's not his full-fledged wife. He doesn't yarshin her. Only thing is, he's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibum. That's all. She's his wife. Legabe, what's it called, that if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. No chalitz anymore. But it's not a full-fledged wife anymore. It's not a full-fledged wife. Moshe says, I can't say that. The whole reason we brought this Mishnah as a proof was to Rav, who says that chuppas psulos is possible. Right? Chuppas psulos passes off from Truma because a chuppa psula has a fet. So now you're telling me that this can only be understood according to Shmuel. So Vaiti can't bring a raya to Rav from here because Rav can't learn this Mishnah. Only can only learn this Mishnah like Shmuel in the Machlokas, whether Kona Lakol, a Bia Psula is Kona her for everything. She's a full-fledged wife. Rav holds like that. So he can't learn that this is talking, a Shomeris Yavam is talking in that case. She's not a Shomeris Yavam anymore. Versus Midi Hutaim El Rav, Omar Rav Kona Lakol. So we're stuck. You can't explain this mission according to Rav. If you can't explain it according to Rav, it can't be a raya to Rav. Mar says no. Hachem Mayaskinan can go into Ovid B'Maimer. It's talking the reason that it's called Tachas Isheich. He didn't live with her. He didn't live with her not by Arusa, right? And he lived with her by Arusa. And therefore, what's it called? His bia came before the adulterous bia, and he made nisuin without bia. So he wasn't over any isser of living with a woman who's osur to him. And the chuppah, though, is a chuppah of a woman who's possible to live with him. And still it has effect. It's called tachas isheich. That's the raya. I by yavama. If by yavama he lived with her when before he made yibum, he lived with her the shem znos. According to Rav, he's kona her 100%. And what's it called? And she's his wife. So why is she called the Shomeris Yavam? On that, the Gemara answers, not talking where he lived with her. It's talking where he made Maimer. And it goes according to Beis Shammai, the Amrei Maimer Kon the Kinyan Gomer. Maimer makes it his wife 100%. But since Maimer only applies to a Yavama, she's called Shomeris Yavam still. Even though she's his full-fledged wife, but she's only his full-fledged wife because of Yibum. Because otherwise, Mimer wouldn't have an effect. In other words, she's what's it called? Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Shebo Aleho Arusa, the base of Ia. Kodem Stira. Before she was alone with the other guy, he lived with her when she was an Arusa. So that takes care of the condition that his Bia came before the suspected Bia. And therefore the Mishnah is good. You can learn the Mishnah and it could be a raya to Rav. And so you're going to tell me then there has to be a parallel case to Shomeris Yavam, where he lived with her biznus when she was still a widow and he didn't have kavana l'shem yibum, just like the guy who lived with his arus or l'shem znus. And then he was makana and she then was nister. So he lived with her before the suspected bia. So it fulfills that condition. The echniso lechuppah v'lo nivala, and then he made chuppah, and he didn't live with her again, so he's menuka mi'avam. He doesn't have the aveir of living with a woman who's also to him, so she drinks because of that. So everything is mekoy. And chuppah, therefore, is considered tachasisha. So it's a raya to Rav. U'mashkelo mashbia shelo satis b'stira rishon. And then was always a raya to Rav. Shmara says, Shomeris Yavam Karisla. If he lived with her, even the Shem Znus, right? Not the Shem Ibu, but that's Kona her 100%. So she's his regular wife. Kona Lakol, the Bia Shogig Umezid. Or Bia Mezid, the Shem Znus. Shmara says, Midi Hutaim El Ras. Shmara says, no, it goes according to Shmuel, who says that she's not his full fledged wife. It only helps that he has to give her a get and not Chalitz anymore. But he doesn't yarshin her, she's not his full-fledged wife. So it goes according to Shmuel, and therefore she's still called the Shomeris Yavam. Shmuel says, Hod the Maisin, and Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, the Siyu El Rav Maisin in law. The Omer Le'el Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. The Rav Ha'Omer Le'el Kona L'Kol. L'Didei Lo Mitarzehi. And Maisa, we're trying to bring a raya to Rav. You can't say, well, this mission is only understood according to Shmuel. According to Rav, the mission doesn't make sense. So according to Rav, therefore, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. And we're not trying to bring a raya to Shmuel. Shmuel holds the other way. He made Mimer, and then he lived with her. That's the case. He made Mimer, and then he lived with her. So now the bee is not Kona. Because now what happened is like this. The Amri B'Perek Dalet Achin, Mimer Kona Kinyan Gomer, Le'osos Arusa Gemura, Ve'hifriach Ezikas Ha'ibu. The Ibu's not here anymore. Now she's a regular woman. She still has a heter to live with him, because originally she was mutter because she's Eishes Achiv without children. But the Yibum is off. Once he made Mimer, it's Kona her 100%. She's his wife now. 100%. And now if he lives with her, he's living her with Heter, but she's not a Yavam anymore. She's Oish Yavama. So she's not a Shomeris Yavam. She made Mimer, and according to Beishame, Mimer is Kona the Gamre. The Sulo Makanyala B'Bias Mezid, Ela B'Mesiris Chuppah. Now he's not kona her with biaznus. He has to have chuppah, regular chuppah. She's a regular rarusa. So the only way he's kona her is with a regular chuppah. Bialma, kedamrina b'dalad achin. Umishum hachi kori la shomeris yavam afil lachar bia. Therefore, even after the bia, right, so his bia came before the adulterous one, that condition is fulfilled. That bia didn't make her his full-fledged wife because you need nisuin. And he had Nisuin to make him her full-fledged wife, but she's possible to him now. Not allowed to live with her because she was suspected of living with somebody else. So we see that Chuppah Psulos is effective. According to Beis Hillel, Mimer is not Kona completely. So she still has Zikas Yibum, and she also has a din of a Mimer. Right? So she needs Chalitza still, if he wants to get rid of her, and she needs a get. She's both like an Arusa and a Yavama. But according to Beishame, the Mimer is Kona 100%. She's Mamish, she's full-fed wife, only needs a get. Therefore, if he would have lived with her before the Stira and Kino in Stira, then she would be his full-fed wife, because Lamaisa, she's still a Yavama. And then we couldn't say she's a Shomeris Yavam anymore. So according to Beis Hillel, it won't work out. But it works out, according to Beis Shammai, this Mishnah will be a raya to Rav. Gemara says, Ihochi Hainu Arusa. If that's the case, then she's not a Shomeris Yavam, but she's a regular Arusa. If he made Mimer, then she becomes a regular Arusa. So why do we say two cases of Arusa? It's just another way of having an Arusa. Where it says, L'tameich nesua uknusa lavcha v'milsehi, right? It mentions a nesua and a knusa by Yavama, right? It says, Arusa v'shomeris Yavam. Second. What's the lashon? Nesua shomeris Yavam knusa. Arusa, Nesua, Shomeris Yavam, Knusa. A Knusa is a regular Nesua from a Yavama. Yavama, and afterwards she's Konisar, is the same thing as a Nesua by an Arusa. So why does it mention both? Right? You're saying if this Shomeris Yavam is Mimer, according to Beishamai, she's a regular Arusa. So the Gemara says if that's the case, you have the same question on Nesua and Knusa. A regular man makes Arusin and then Nesuin. And if you make a Yavama, you made an Arison, and then Knusa is the regular Nisuin. So that doesn't bother you, the fact that it says Knusa and Nisua? Ela, Nisua didei uknusa de chavrei. One second. Olav chadamilse, Ela Nisua didei uknusa de chavrei. Nisua means that he initiated the Nisuin to a wife that he chose. And Knusa is that he was machnis, a wife, that his brother, gave him over. Right? His brother's wife. what's it called? Chanami Arusa Didei V'Shomeres Yovim Dechavrei. The same thing over here. It means we tell you two kinds of Arusa. His Arusa and the Shomeres Yovim that came to him from his brother Rashi. Ihochi Hainu Arusa Gemura V'Arusa Hatanila Nesua Didei Ishto Shelo Hoisi Yovimto. Says two cases. One, his wife, that he made his wife, that she wasn't a Yavama. The Chavrei Ochiv. The Yavimto Shayach Loshin Kenisa. That's one way of learning, the way I just told you. That it tells me two kinds of Erisin and two kinds of Nesuin. One kind of Erisin is in a wife that he initiated, and the other is one that he got fall to him from his brother. And the same thing with the Kenusa. Kenusa is Nesuin by a wife that fell to you. And the suin is a wife that you made. So it tells two different kinds. Even in Echonami, same din. But it's two different ways that you got this woman. Lishnachrin, or Rashi says, another possible way of explaining this. The Iker, and this is the Iker way of explaining. The Chavosa Gabi Shomeres Yovam. The Kashiloch Nomi Bo, Hai Labas Akshkuyehi. Right? Lechore, you can't, by Shomeres Yovam, you're not going to be able to make her drink in this case. Why? Mok misla nami kagon shibaleh. It has to be that he had bia with her before she was suspected of having bia with somebody else. So how does that case? Must be that he had bia with her when she was a shomeres yavam l'shem znus. The hakish shenichnas of a chupa lekala okma to a chupa biyavama lo shaycha. The chlav is no shaychas by chupa by yavama. You had bia with her and that's it. There's no nisuin. There's no chupa. Shomeres yavam chorus. Can't be talking where he lived with her, because if he lived with her, she's his regular wife. So she's not a Shomeres Yavam anymore. Elamite's talking where he made Maimer. Okay, so she's still a Shomeres Yavam, but she has a din of an Arusa. And we don't care that he should have to live with her before. So now Rashi says in this lashon, completely new thing. It's not talking where he ever lived with her. After the Maimer, he didn't live with her. He made Maimer and he never lived with her. He has to live with her before she's suspected. That's only where he initiated the wedding, the marriage. But if she's coming from another brother and he lived with her, so he now continues the marriage of the other brother. So the other brother's bia is considered the bia before the adulterous bia, because this brother and this brother are connected. So the other guy's bia fulfills that condition that the husband's bia preceded the adulterer's bia, or suspected bia. So you don't need this husband. Even the first husband is good enough, the brother. And there's no nisuin. Maimer makes her his wife. So now it's his wife. And what's it called? Tachasi Sheikh. And there's no problem of the fact that he never lived with her. And then the adulterer's bia preceded his bia, because the brother's bia is what we count.